The Romanoffs, The Final Chapter, by Robert K. Massey. Part 1. The Bones. Chapter 1. Down 23 Steps. At midnight, Yakov Yurovsky, the leader of the executioners, came up the stairs to awaken the family. In his pocket he had a Colt pistol with a cartridge clip containing 7 bullets, and under his coat he carried a long-muzzled Mauser pistol with a wooden gunstock and a clip of 10 bullets. A knock on the prisoner's door brought Dr. Eugene Botkin, the family physician, who had remained with the Romanoffs for 16 months of detention and imprisonment. Botkin was already awake. He had been writing what turned out to be a last letter to his own family. Quietly, Yurovsky explained his intrusion. "Because of unrest in the town, it has become necessary to move the family downstairs," he said. "It would be dangerous to be in the upper rooms if there was shooting in the street." Botkin understood. An anti-Bolshevik white army bolstered by thousands of Czech former prisoners of war was approaching the Siberian town of Ekaterinburg, where the family had been held for 78 days. Already the captives had heard the rumble of artillery in the distance and the sound of revolver shots fired nearby on recent nights. Yurovsky asked that the family dress as soon as possible. Botkin went to awaken them. They took 40 minutes. Nicholas, 50, the former emperor, and his 13-year-old son Alexis, the former Tsarevich and heir to the throne, dressed in simple military shirts, trousers, boots, and forage caps. Alexandra, 46, the former empress, and her daughters Olga, 22, Tatiana...